Well, happy anniversary, everybody.
Happy anniversary.
That first song is pretty appropriate to start off with, because God has been fighting battles for us for these last 20 years. I don't know what the metrics are on how many church startups fail within the first year, second year, third year, but God's been going before us and making a way for us, and he will continue to do so for as long as he wants us to be here as a body, and as long as we are faithful to him. So let's bow. I'm going to say a quick prayer, and we will continue on with a very unusual service. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much that you allow us to be part of your kingdom building work. What an honor, God. And it is fantastic to know that the efforts that we put forth in your kingdom are never in vain, that the things that you begin in us, you see them through to completion. We don't know what day the day of completion is, but we just know that we like to be involved in what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. Have your way with us today. Lord, whatever your purpose is with today's festivities, Lord, let it be so. Pray this in your mighty name. Amen.
Hey there, party people. 20th anniversary, right? 20 years? Cool. Praise God. All right, so the way we're going to be breaking up our time is you're going to see more videos like this, more blasts from the past, and it's really cool. Some of you are in here, you're like, whoa, that's me, ha, right? Or, man, my kid's big now, right? So there you go. So that's really cool. And then what we're going to do, though, is here we're calling Voices from the Journey. So we have folks who are around from what we call the early days, the middle years, and here and now. And so we're going to be hearing some voices from the journey as we go. So that's going to start right about now. And so let's go ahead and invite our first folks up for voices from the journey. Some of the folks who've been around, who were around from the beginning. Karen Olson is one of those folks. So Karen, if you want to make your way on up, and I think we have one more person as well. But if you want to make your way up, if you are first up from Voices from the Journey, and you want to come on up, that would be great. We'd love to have you. And of course, we have to have a Cooper. Or two, right? Three, four, right? However many Coopers. You can never go wrong. Oh, man, there needs to be another seat. Whoa! Oh, come on. Wait, can get you a seat, Brian? Eric, I'm sorry, Eric. I called him Brian. That's terrible. I had the wrong Olson. I apologize. Thanks, George. Appreciate you. All right, so we got, I don't know, we call you old timers. Is that politically correct? So, in any event. So if you speak, what I'm going to do is, so here's what's going to happen. You're going to take this mic, and when you take it, grab it like this, like grab it as close to this guy as possible. Pretend you're like a rap MC, and you can even hold it like this, you know, and tell everybody to wave their hands in the air like they just don't care, and that's cool. But in any event, you hold it up as close as you can, and because we want to hear from you. And you're going to have a few questions that you're going to be answering. They're pretty easy. Is number one, you know, how did you come to start attending Journey, right? And why'd you stay? And then the next one will be favorite memory. And that's it. So that is it. So, you know, really it's kind of three questions, but, you know, how'd you come to start attending Journey? Why'd you stay? And then also favorite memory. And so just going to hand it over to you. And you're up.
I have a letter to read from Byron.
Yes, you do. So how about that? That'll be the last thing. Is that
okay,
good? So, okay, yeah. So, excellent. So go ahead and start.
All right. So am I answering it one question at a time here and then passing it on or what?
Rock and roll.
No.
Yes? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I should give it to Karen
time.
First because she's been here from the beginning.
Go
so.
For it.
Oh, okay. All right. What really matters the most to us is that God wants a relationship with us, and the best way to do that is by being in relationships with his people. And so our story began early in our marriage, when our pastor at Fox Island Alliance Church asked Eric and I to consider being a part of a new church plant in Tacoma and attend one of the mission and vision meetings with Pastor Byron and Julie O'Neill, the planters of Journey Church. Eric and I recognized this was an answer to prayer because our personal circumstances were changing, and we had been praying for a church closer to us because we knew we needed the relationships and reminders of God's promises and grace found in a church community to see us through. Instead of one meeting, we went to three, listening, asking questions, and praying. We believe God called us, as it says in Philippians 1, 9 through 11, so that our love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that we may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Journey Church started as a home church, then moved to Mason Middle School. Sarah McGinnis and I started Journey Kids. Eric helped with setup and takedown. We have many good memories from attending a couples retreat in Cannon Beach over Valentine's weekend, to helping the first Journey Kids youth camp to go through the basics of the faith study with our son, to an Easter egg hunt in a local park while snowing. Did you want to share yours? Okay. But one of my favorites was when Pastor Byron had our core group take classes with him to discover our giftings to help us build relationships, to share the gospel. And all of that, this took place in our special office space above Taco Bell. It was Taco Time? Okay. Didn't remember that detail. When our first pastor was called back to a church in Canada, a lot of people left Journey Church. Eric and I asked the Lord what he wanted us to do, and his answer was clear, that we needed to stay the course and be encouragers. About 2 years later, Journey Church received our new pastors, Cade and Sandy, who further established Journey's relational history. From small groups to Sunday worship, Journey has a rich history built on relationships. God has chosen to be in a relationship with us. He gave his son, Jesus, for us out of deep love, despite not deserving him. I'm his. He knows my name. Eric and I and our son Jacob learned these truths in a biblical church, so we are pursuing a relationship with God. And the best way to develop our relationship with him is to be in a relationship with other believers in Jesus. Through these relationships here at Journey, we have learned from Pastor Byron that followers of Jesus do not always know where they are going, but they do know who they are with. And from Pastor Cade, we learn to expect that God still has good purposes for us to do in spite of pain. And we are continuing to learn from Pastor Myron and from being in relationships with you the truth of John 16:33, that trusting in Jesus, we will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this world, we will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart. Jesus has conquered the world. This is why we attend Journey.
So my story, I mean, Amy and my story is tied together, but my story, it's about a girl like most songs. Amy and I had reconnected. I was in love with her from the time we were in high school. We had reconnected, just started dating. We were both living in Kent. Maybe you were in Federal Way, but we were in Kent. And Andrew Amrine had also reconnected with Amy. They knew each other from college, and he had told her about this church that was meeting in Tacoma, and she started coming. And I came with her to come with her. And honestly, I didn't have a lot of thoughts about Tacoma, except that it was the hood. And we were living in Kent. And so we came down and went to a service with her and was like, okay, that's fine. I could go there. The second service, Byron preached. It was Easter Sunday. And his sermon was, this is why I believe that the crucifixion and resurrection is true, and here's why. And it was just I don't know, it hit me, and it was like, I want to go here. And so for the next 2 years, that was in like March or April, whatever it was, of 2006. So for about 2 years, we drove down every Sunday and got involved in small groups and eventually bought a house in Tacoma. We got married. Byron married us. We literally probably wouldn't have our kids if it weren't for Journey, because we met Aaron and our three oldest kids' biological Grammy at Journey. So at this point, so many of our friends are here. So yeah, our entire lives are wrapped up in Journey at this point. But and then I did reach out to Byron. So Amy's got a letter she's just going to read from Byron. He didn't feel like he could do a video, come down. It was kind of short notice from us. But him and I did chat, had a good chat. And he was excited to hear what's going on. And he sent us, did write a little letter that Amy's going to read.
Since Joe didn't share his, well, he sort of shared a memory, but I think my favorite memory is the day that we met Aaron, our oldest kid, and it was here at Journey at Mason Middle School. And if you want more details of that story, it's an amazing story. I'd love to share it with you over food later. I won't share it now in the essence of time. But this is the message from Byron, our founding pastor, who came down from Canada to plant a church here in Tacoma. 20 years. Wow. It's hard to believe that Journey has been planted in Tacoma for this long. What started out as a dream and a vision and a small group of people in my living room has blossomed into a fully established church that has now existed for 20 years. God is good and is faithful to build his church. You might be wondering, why was Journey started? To make a long story short, it was all about a Mark II vision. This is where four guys are so desperate to get their friend to Jesus that they put a hole in a roof. Talk about holy vandalism. Journey was planted with the same type of passion and determination. It was a whatever it takes type of mentality to get people to Jesus. And in the first few years, around 100 people came to faith in Christ. Now, many years later, I remind you and challenge you, people of Journey, to make Jesus known in the city of Tacoma. Lost people so matter to God. May they matter to us. Like a small mustard seed, it is amazing what God can do when we offer up our lives to him and his purposes. These are the people that God uses and works through. It's been said that God uses nobodies to make themselves available. May that be you. To God be the glory. Byron.
Aloha, Journey Church.
This is Caden Sandy.
Congratulations on 20 years.
We wish we could be there to celebrate with you in person, but know that we are with you in heart and spirit. We are so honored that we were able to be with you for 5.5 years, and you touched our lives in so many deep and profound ways, for which we are very grateful.
We also think of all the ways that we saw God move during our time together with you, and so many memories of just good fellowship, of getting in God's word together, of serving together, doing things like the Brown Bags Ministry, of baptisms down in the Sound, or just so many good things. Even the amazing thing that God did in moving us out of the school and giving us the building that we're now you're now meeting in was just an amazing grace. And all of that just makes us think and believe with all our hearts that God has such a wonderful purpose and such a wonderful mission for you as a church. And he's positioned you where he wants you. He's placed you there as light bearers and life givers. And he's using you in mighty ways. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited that you're there and doing the work of the Lord. Really excited about that. As we think about just 20 years and remembering what's been and looking ahead to what's coming, a verse that's become really dear to us in the last several years of our lives has been the last part of 1 Corinthians 13, you know, famous chapter on love. But I really like the way that Eugene Peterson's Message paraphrase deals with that last part, because he's talking about the now and the not yet. So we're kind of living in between these times, and we're here. Someday we'll be with the Lord and all will be made clear. And the way he ends is he says this: for now, trust God steadily, hope unswervingly, and love extravagantly. And for us, that's become kind of a personal motto that we want to follow in our lives. We just want to share that with you, and just we're praying that for you, that you'll continue to trust God steadily, you'll hope in Him unswervingly, and that you will love Him and love everyone that He brings into your lives extravagantly. And He's going to use you to do amazing things. Mm-hmm. We love you so much. We're so blessed to have shared that time with you when we were there. And we just pray that you'll just have a wonderful celebration of the 20 years and just a fantastic next 20 years in service to our King. Okay. Aloha.
Bye.
Hey, well, praise the Lord. I hope that you have a sense, number one, about how God's been moving in our church for the past 20 years, and then also the sense that your part is bigger. We're a pretty mobile society right now. This is state number 4 for me and my family. Don't worry, you might be wondering, wait a minute, is he mapping out like state number 5? Right? Just, okay, calm down. We follow Jesus, okay? So no, there's no plans like that. But I get it. I mean, we live it. We're a mobile society in lots of ways, and even if you're not state to state, job to job, you know, and these kinds of things, house to house, you know, and this kind of stuff. So I hope that what you get in the midst of a world that's pretty fast, we're pretty fluid, that you're a part of something big, a part of something bigger. I know I have a sense of that as I look and I see these pictures that obviously I wasn't around for, right? And as I hear from pastors who led before I did. And I hope you get that sense as we're moving along here. In the event, so we're in the middle years now. We're in the middle years of journey. So we want to invite the middle years folks to come up. And we got a few folks who are going to come up and they're going to guide us through that and who've been slated for that. I see Slaters standing up. That makes sense to me chronologically. And I see Don Camp coming on up. But yeah, we definitely want to hear from the middle years contingent and hear about experiences from that particular time. Oh, I got to get you a mic. Yeah. Okay, so the same questions are up, and the questions are simple. They are, why'd you start attending Journey? And then why'd you stay? And then the last one is favorite memory. And anything else you want to kind of get fluid with in the middle of that. Go.
Okay. I'm Tanya. This is Lily Mae and Bennett. And half of our family isn't here today. Hudson and Noah and Declan are actually camping. So we came 10 years ago this last August. Our church in Gig Harbor was no longer meeting, and we had just moved to University Place, and a friend who was attending Journey told us about it. And we came to a service, and we never left. We've stayed because of the community of Christ here. We've raised our kids here, and anytime there's ever been, you know, a hardship, even a praise, our community has always rallied around us, and we've always wanted to also help in our community. And also that this church is a true Bible teaching church. That's the biggest. My favorite memory is probably the dedications of baby dedications of our kids and Declan's baptism. I was also baptized here 8 years ago.
I may have forgotten what the questions were. But Connie and I came to Journey 8 years ago, just slightly over 8 years ago. And our journey prior to that was through a variety of different Christian Missionary Alliance churches, beginning with Garland Avenue in Spokane in the 70s. And we were both so impressed by the spiritual life of that church that wherever we moved, we searched for a Christian Missionary Alliance. We moved eventually to Lebanon, Oregon, and we're a part of a CMA church in Albany and part of a church plant in Lebanon. And then when we made the next move, we found ourselves in Olympia, and Christian Missionary Alliance Church there that was then called Neighborhood Alliance. We were blessed in every case by the leadership, by the loyalty to the Lord Jesus Christ, too, and by the sound teaching that we received there. when we moved to Tacoma in 2016, that's what we were looking for again. And we quickly found Journey, who and you all were, those of you who were there, you all were meeting in Mason School. And I don't even know how in the world we found that, but we did. And it was in the last month or two of the time the church was in Mason. And I guess one of the things that impressed us was the vitality of the church. If you have ever been a part of a church that met in a temporary facility, you have to set up and take down, and that pretty much involves half of the congregation right there. And then all of the welcoming and the preparations and the activities that have to go on outside of the building that we were meeting in, there was a lot of vitality, a lot of connection there as we saw that happening. And Cade was the pastor, and we were impressed with his biblical teaching. And then the apple cart was upset. We inherited this facility, and it didn't look anything like you see today. I mean, the structure is the same, but virtually everything else was changed. It was different. And we found that now, instead of having to set up chairs every Sunday and take them down, we had to remodel this whole building. It was a huge job. And I remember coming in and working with George, and he doing the bigger part, and I just doing the part of just putting stuff together. But there was a fellowship that developed in that period of time as many, many of us worked together to create this facility the way that you see it today. Again, Cade was leading us along with the elders, and that period of transition from being in a temporary facility to being in a building like this required much more than just changing where you meet, but all kinds of programs were necessary then to adjust to the needs of the congregation, including the children. And so it was a time of a lot of transition. The transition again from Cade with about a year in between to Myron was again a period of transition, and yet there was continuity in the preaching of the word, continuity in the fellowship of this church, continuity in the mission that we saw for ourselves the Lord had given us. And those things were all things that kept Connie and I coming and being a part of the church here. I appreciate a lot Cade and Sandy's commitment to missions, going to Cambodia several times and coming back with the encouragement of the church in Cambodia, and then the wider Christian Missionary Alliance commitment to missions. Those are all things that I resonate with and have had a chance to be a part of. God blessed in those, and I have nothing but great anticipation of the years ahead. I believe that we are here for a purpose, and that God is going to fulfill that purpose in us as we follow Him. I don't know whether I covered it all. All right.
All right. Well, we got to the last page, and we got a few people who are more recent to Journey in the year now. So I see Franklin's coming up, and then also John Duncan. And the questions, of course, are going to be the same, and the questions are pretty simple. It's why'd you start attending Journey, and why'd you stay?
And then also, sorry about that,
new tech. And favorite memory. So there you are. All right, so John, we hand it over to you. Then you hand it up to Carissa. Remember, try to hold up as close as you can up top, And there you...
Yeah. Gail and I started off as the one of the gentlemen earlier up here as Christian Missionary Alliance. We basically... we didn't attend church when we first got married. And then we started having our family, and God really put it on our hearts to have him help us raise our family. And so Gail was referred to the Linwood Alliance Church, which we, at that time, lived in Edmonds, and so we started attending it. It was a very friendly church. In fact, you know, one of their things that they did was had people ready to invite, especially visitors, to their homes for Sunday dinner. And we helped, our kids were basically raised there until their high school time. And at that point, we moved to Wenatchee, Washington. And we found that the Wenatchee Alliance Church was too small. And it had very few high school kids, and that's what our two children were high school. And so we became Baptist at that time, and then we moved from there to Bremerton. Another place, but we ended up in Bremerton prior to moving here. And so we became Christian Missionary Alliance again. And we moved here in North Tacoma in, December of 22. And then we started shopping around for churches again, and even visited the big Alliance Church on Orchard, and found that it was way too big. And so we decided to try Journey. And so we found that Pastor Myron was a great teacher and a great preacher. And we decided, hey, it's a smaller church, and we can probably be helpful here. And so that's when we started attending here, probably around March of 23, and have, of course, stayed. Let's see. We our most favorite time here was the summer barbecue that they had for the neighbors and the the church family. So I think that was my most favorite time. And so I think that's that should be it.
This makes me wish I could rap. I'm not going to try, though. That'd be sad. For us, so I'm Carissa Franklin. My husband is home with my son, who's sick. And my daughters are back there. But... for us, we were actually aware of Journey. My husband and I and our family, when our kids were tiny, were going to Tacoma Alliance, which is actually Anchor Church now. We went with the Scotts and the Malmstroms and Judy. And we had gone there since Jonathan and I got married. And then about, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago now, they decided they were going to close their doors. And prior to that, my husband had done youth, and he'd done youth with Journey Youth as well as Tacoma Alliance Youth. So we kind of knew some people. We knew Kate a little bit. So we were aware that Journey was here. And then Tacoma Alliance closed its doors, and about a month later, our family moved to Spokane. And that was like a rough 3 years for us because it was COVID, and we didn't find a church. And we were just really, really missing community, really wanting a place to connect. And then Jonathan decided to do a job change, and we decided to look at moving back here. And before we had even sold our house over there, decided to come back, we were like, if we move back, we should go check out Journey. So we just kind of percolated on it, let it sit there. And then we ended up moving back. And the Sunday, like, we moved back Friday, we unpacked Saturday, and we were at church on Sunday. And it was great because we walked in and we were like, we know some people. This already feels comfortable. We saw Mark and Allie, and we saw Scott and Linda, and we were like, okay, so this is okay. And prior to that, Jonathan had also listened to some of Myron's sermons, and he was like, dude, this guy is solid. Like, he knows what he's talking about. He really appreciated his preaching. And then I think what did it for me was a month later, we had the neighborhood barbecue. I don't know if it was the first one. I'm not sure. But I remember showing up early and being like, okay, we're going to help. And Amy handed me a Journey Community t-shirt and was like, here, put this on, you're part of us. And I was like, oh, I belong, okay. And I was like, that was it, I was good. So I think that's what did it. It was good preaching, it just felt like community, it felt like home, and I was just like, we were enveloped. And I think my two favorite memories that kind of go along with that, So my sweet daughters are very, I don't want to say shy because that's bad. They take a long time to get comfortable with things. And the Sunday morning that they were comfortable enough to go to Sunday school by themselves, it was like the heavens opened and the angels were singing. Because I was like, not only did I get to like have sermon by myself, but they were comfortable and they knew that they were safe. And just the beauty of that, that they were like, okay, we fit here. And then the other favorite memory is the first women's retreat that I went on. And yes, Alyssa's laughing, playing the Great Del Moody till late at night. And I did not cheat. It was just fun. It just felt like family. And it felt like home. So I appreciate Journey. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate how welcoming you are. And I feel like I see that too, not just with us, but with like anyone new who comes in the door. You guys just kind of wrap around them and are like, come, be part of us. So thank you for that on behalf of my family and everyone else.
All right, I'm going to transition to the handheld here. In any event, so this is like this is what the Lord is up to here at Journey. So no matter where you are in your journey at Journey, yes, I know I just did that. I'm sorry. I have to, right? But in any event, no matter where you are in your journey at Journey, the Lord's on the move, and this is true obviously for lots of other churches as well that bow to Jesus Christ. We're part of something bigger. We're bigger than the moment. We're bigger than our time at the church. The Lord is up to something, and it's really amazing. And something I want to just use to bring a lot of this to a head is that our Christian Missionary Alliance. So you know, a lot of us, you know, there's the joke, and this is a joke you'll hear even from people who are higher up in the alliance. Is the Christian Missionary Alliance is a missionary organization that by mistake became a denomination, right? And so if you wonder why are they so heavy on missions, it's because we were already a missionary organization way before we were a denomination. We're actually bigger outside the U.S., far bigger than we are here at home, which actually is kind of cool if you think about it. We're about getting the gospel out to the ends of the earth. As you know, from year to year, starting in the fall, we have a new theme. It comes out every single year. So this year, the theme is To the Harvest. And the four elements of that are sow abundantly, pray expectantly, harvest faithfully until the King returns. And the harvest field, of course, is the field of people who do not yet know Jesus. And that's true here domestically. It's true also internationally. And so this is the new theme that's come out just for the fall, and will stretch into next year as well. And so a good question for us is thinking through our past 20 years is, have we been on the harvest? How have we been as a church on the harvest field? And here are some numbers that hopefully give us a sense of it. 20 years, 92 baptisms. In 20 years, 177 people have come to know Jesus. In 20 years, we've sent 71 people on mission, and then also number of mission trips have been 15, right? This is what's happened here. It's not one person. It's not even one generation of people. Obviously, we've heard from multiple generations at our church. We have about three generations here at Journey. We're on the third one right now, of course. But this is what the Lord's done, right? And hopefully, we want to see more. We want to see the Lord do more here. And so numbers don't tell an entire story, but numbers do tell a story, right? Numbers do tell a story. And I hope that this is encouraging. I hope it's also that we're saying, hey, what else can we do? And more importantly, what else does the Lord want to do? Because we're not done yet. Right? We're not done yet. We want to see more baptisms. We want to see more people coming to Jesus. We want to see more people on mission. We want to see, we want to have more mission trips. This is why we do what we do. And here are the numbers to be able to show, hey, here's what the Lord's up to, and hopefully give us encouragement to say, hey, let's build on this. Let's build on this down the road. So I want to pray real quick. I want to pray, and then we're going to do a quick overview of different elements of relaunch, because we, like a lot of churches, we run the school calendar, right? We relaunch in the fall the same way school does, right? The same way that the average school does. And so we're going to look at a few elements of relaunch. We won't hit like every single thing with laser focus specificity, but we will hit some highlights. And then also we will continue as the weeks go on to give you more updates on elements that are relaunching here at Journey. But first we're going to pray. We're going to praise God. And then we're going to move on very quickly to a relaunch mode. And then of course we're going to move on because we got food to eat and hangout time to do. So we're going to be doing that as well. But let's pray. Father God, in the great name of Jesus, we praise you. We choose to honor your name because it's right. We choose to honor your name because you are worthy, Lord God. And we do thank you for all that you have done in and through Journey, the ways in which you've been faithful here through the generations, through different pastors, through different church members, Lord God, through the different missions and outreaches, Lord, the ways you've been faithful through the nearly 200 people who've come to know Jesus at this church. Lord God, the way you've been faithful in and through baptisms, Lord, the way you've been faithful in kids who've grown up to be adults in and through Journey. Lord God, you have been faithful, and we choose to praise your name. We choose to honor your name. Thank you, Lord, for taking this church from a mustard seed and bearing lots of fruit. We acknowledge it's only because of you. We acknowledge it's because of the fact that we're rooted in the gospel of Jesus and because we're rooted in the word of God. We acknowledge, Lord God, it's because of your grace that you've given to us by faith, that anything has happened here and that we're still sustained. Lord, please continue to sustain us by grace through faith and help us to be obedient to all that you'd have us do in our neighborhood, in our city, and throughout the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. A few relaunch items, just to get us in the relaunch mode. The first thing is that we are rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So a few invitations. The first invitation is the most important invitation. The Lord God has sent Jesus Christ into this world to win sinners back to himself. Through the cross and resurrection of Jesus, the cross, because all human beings are in need of forgiveness from a holy God because we've offended him. And because we've offended him, we needed a Savior to atone for us and to go to the cross on our behalf to endure the wrath of God for our sake so that we might be free and receive forgiveness. And then God raised him from the dead as our living hope to show us our destiny one day in the new creation. We will live in sin-free, death-free bodies in a sin-free, death-free universe. The Lord brought the future into the middle of history in and through Christ. And we believe all that, right? We come we are free. We're forgiven before a holy God and given the ability to repent and to turn from all the stuff that we were forgiven for. That's the gospel. And it's the invitation. If you're here today or if you're here, if you're taking us in the live stream and you don't know Jesus, you've never committed to Jesus, the invitation is right now today to do it. Don't wait, right? Because it, at any time, one of two things can happen. Number one, you could die. Or number two, Jesus could come back. And in either any one of those happens and you don't know Christ, then you are separated from God eternally, and that's hell. And we don't want that from you. I'm not into populating hell. I want to populate heaven and populate on earth with people who are on their way to heaven. Right? And so this is an invitation for you to relaunch your existence and follow Jesus. Right? If you want to know more about what that means, talk to us. We are available for you. Grab us by the collar. Grab me by the collar. And we can talk. And we'll talk as long as you want. If it takes weeks, we will work it out. But this is the most important thing. This is why we exist as a church, is to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. Second invitation is for baptism. If you are a Christian and for some reason you've not been baptized, you've seen the images that we have of baptism. If you have not been and you would like to obey Jesus in that way because it is an issue of obedience, then talk to us and we can get you on the track for baptism. And then also partnership. A lot of churches, their language, if you join a church, they call it membership. We call it partnership here. If you want to join us for the journey, if you want to become a part of Journey Church Tacoma, and if you want to commit to being a part of who we are and also commit to like, intentional development in your spiritual walk and then ultimately even through leadership, we do leadership development here. Come talk to us about partnership and joining us. So that's the first element of relaunch is that invitation. A second element of relaunch is our small groups. Small groups are starting to relaunch right now. We got our Boomer group. Boomer group relaunch October 3rd. They meet at the church. Yes, we call you Boomers, right? Because like there's other stuff we could call you and you wouldn't like it, right? And so but Boomer group, which is headed up by George Rhodes and Mark Scott, is going to be relaunching October 3rd. They will meet on Thursdays. 6:30, they meet here at the church. Zoomers will be relaunching in mid-October, and true to their name, they meet via Zoom. And they're cool, and they're awesome, and it's really cool. They got a really cool setup, and it's really fun. I've like sat in on Zoomers, and it's a blast. So they are a hoot, and they're really cool. So if you want to join Zoomers, relaunching in mid-October. I don't have an exact date on that, but if you have that, yell at me, and I'll say it from here. But relaunching mid-October. And then also young parents with kids. We don't have a snazzy name for that group, right? But we have already relaunched. We're looking at the prophet Jonah, and that meets Sundays 5:30 off-site. And so that's what we got for young parents with kids. Also, some cool new small group opportunities. And the next one is we got the women's ministry has been doing some shuffling in terms of how they do things. And so we got some small groups that have spun out of some of the new thinking with respect to the women's ministry that would meet here on usually on Wednesday mornings. And an opportunity that's come up for a relaunch of small groups is the study on Jesus and women. And so looking at how Jesus interacted with and how he lifted up and encouraged women in his ministry. And that's going to be meeting on Wednesdays from 10 to 11:30 in the morning. All right. So if you're on that morning shift, this is for you. And if I got my info right, that is not filled up just yet. So there's still some spots available. That meets offsite, and we got more information about where that meets. If you are interested at all, you got connect cards in front of you and fill them out. Just like fill that out, get that to us. You can drop it off in the kiosks in the back or just in the office and let us know about your interest in any of the small groups. But this is Jesus and Women. And there's another one that started. Audrey is and Teresa are heading one up, and that's going to be starting as well very soon, and that'll be in the mornings, if I'm not mistaken, Teresa. And so that is being developed as well. If you are interested in all the small groups, or if you know these times work for you, and you're like, but I want a small group, let's talk. You fill out a connect card, we got you. Third element of our relaunch is adult education on starting on October 2nd, so in a few weeks on Wednesdays, 6:30 to 7:30. We're going to look at navigating LGBTQ. Obviously, you know, one of the hot button topics and realities in our culture. This is actually something that's designed by people who formerly live in the LGBTQ lifestyle. So a little bit different than something you might normally see. It's people who turn from the lifestyle to Jesus. but yet who still want to reach other people who are in the lifestyle and they have a unique insight as to how to do that. And so this is we'll be running this study. This will start this year. It'll take us into 2025. So it'd be kind of a two-parter. But if you're interested, this is on launch October 2nd, Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30. So that's adult ed. And there'll probably be some more, like one more adult ed opportunity, but we're working on that right now. So you'll see it when it comes through. For our next one, next element of relaunch, two bits. Number one's evangelistic. Some of you have heard, know about this already. It's Christianity Explored. Basically, it is a video-based curriculum that helps us to reach our non-Christian friends who want to know more about Jesus and who don't necessarily come to church and who want like an atmosphere where, hey, I can ask questions, I can express doubts about Christ. We train for this, and we got this all set up. We could train you to lead this with your non-Christian friends, like at work or in your neighborhood or maybe relatives. If you have any interest at all, even if you're petrified of doing something like this, but you're like, I'm interested, I feel the Lord telling me to do it, but like I'm really, really scared, I got you, right? Fear not, all right? If you are simply willing, we can do this. And then also, something new that's come about is a group called Care Portal. This is for an outreach side. Care Portal is a unique group that networks with different agencies around around the country, but more specifically for us around the city, that are able to help people in need. Think about like a single mom who's got a few kids and who may need something, but she doesn't have the kind of community to be able to supply what she needs. Well, through a really cool online network, churches that are jacked into Care Portal, basically we get like a call or we get like a little bat signal. Imagine the bat signal. It's like Batman, right? And so you get a bat signal saying, this person needs a stroller. And we get an email saying that, and then we can turn it over to the congregation and say, hey, is there anybody in position to help out? Maybe you have a stroller from when you when your kids were that young, or maybe you're just willing to contribute to get a stroller. This is a legit organization, Christian, they're believers, and they've set this up to make it easy to meet needs. And so we are working with Care Portal. Jonathan, who's an elder here at Journey, Jonathan is heading this up. He's the point person. And you're going to be seeing more of this come about. But Care Portal is something brand new, and we're launching it here. Journey's jacked in. We are a church that's jacked in to their network. So be looking for Care Portal. And that's coming at us. For our next element for relaunch, of course, we got Journey Kids Ministry, you know, which is kind of always going, but you know, starting up with some of their new curriculum for fall, and always looking, you know, to minister to kids, and also for people who want to do volunteerism with Journey Kids Ministry. Journey Youth Ministry will be relaunching next this coming Tuesday, so that's the 24th. So here, 6:30 at Journey for the Journey Youth Ministry, and then they got a really cool graphic for Journey Youth Ministry. Come hang, Journey Youth. That's a really good graphic. Good grief. That's awesome. Great work, Todd. So there you go for that. And that's what's happening. But this is our relaunch here at Journey. There's going to be more information coming out. So don't think like, oh, you know, if I didn't get everything today, that's it. We're done. Nope. This is just the start. So that's what's coming up for us for the very near future here at Journey. Last thing that we want to cover is when I have Andrew come up. And Andrew's going to give us a financial update, and I just want Andrew to do that. Andrew's our finance deacon, so you know you see Andrew a few times a year, and wanted to let him he's going to do the financial overview about where we are, and then I'm going to pray for us, and we're going to eat. Is that cool? Rock and roll.
Awesome. Thank you. And I will not rap, because the last thing you want is the financial guy rapping. It is a disaster. You can ask my wife. It'd be horrible. And my kids would be never want to come back again. First of all, I just want to say thank you. I've been at Journey for a while. And, God, this church is amazing, because I don't think, if I were to look around, I would say that 99% of us are plugged into some sort of active involvement, whether you're helping in the kids ministry, you're helping with facilities, whatever. But one of the things that's really cool from where I sit in my role is kind of advising the elders and the board, the leadership board on finances, is just the behind the scenes financial giving that everybody participates in. And I just want to bring you up to speed. So if you're not a partner or you're not a regular attender, you can grab coffee, take a break. We don't like to hit you up with money stuff. This is for those of you who regularly attend. Just a quick update where we're at. general fund giving, we're at $259,719, and that is huge. Our goal for the year was is $306,000. We had a couple big projects we wanted to pay for, and right now we're at 85% of our yearly goal. That is amazing. So yeah, praise God for that. Looking at it from a year-to-date standpoint, I went backwards, but we're 130% of where we should be right now. So again, huge praise and thank you, because I know that times are tough, you know, everything costs a lot, and so you give in obedience to what the God has put on your heart, and that is just a huge praise. And I know on behalf of the leadership board, thank you, because it is amazing. I don't, you know, I report to the board and I give them stuff, and they're able to be the stewards and help them steward what God has given, what you guys have given us. And it's been really cool because we've just been able to work this year in a way that is just free from that burden. There's been years in the past where we are literally praying to the Lord and just saying, Lord, provide. We're running behind, that kind of stuff. And this year has not been that. And it's huge praise and awesome. A couple of other major things on there, just additional giving. This is above and beyond just general fund giving. These are things that you've given to specific purposes. Great commission. We've talked about mission. You're just under $9,000 just to that alone. $10,000 for the kitchen remodel that is wrapping up here in the next couple of months. And then just on the expense side, we're doing really well. Operational expenses are just $189,000, so we're running slightly under our budget. That doesn't include the kitchen project. We add that on later. So even when you add those two numbers together, we're in a surplus position. We can go to the next slide real quick. And just kind of a quick behind this, just digging into the numbers a little bit, unrestricted cash reserves, that's kind of what we use as our shock absorber. We're at 4.4 months of operating expenses. We like to be at a minimum of 3, so we're sitting good there. Our roof balance, for those of you who are curious about the roof project we did a couple years ago, we've got that loan balance down to $72,649. Because of where we're trending and the way things are going, one of the things the board is considering in the next couple of months is the opportunity to pay that loan off early, which is huge. So that'd be a huge praise if we trend the way we are looking right now. And lastly, like I said before, thank you for your partnership. Thank you for working behind the scenes in your giving. It's just a huge praise, and we give all the glory to God, and we look forward to finishing this year strong and setting us up for 2025 to do what God has for us on that front. So thank you very much.
And as I always say, really, I appreciate Andrew's leadership. Andrew gives us high-level financial advice. He works in banking and in the financial sector, and so he gives us a lot of advice and wisdom that we would have to go elsewhere for. And it's great to have that in-house, and we really do appreciate it. And also, I just want to give a shout-out. There's no slide for it, but we've been doing it kind of in pieces. Yet another shout out to the building team behind the facade that's there. They've been hard at work in the kitchen. A lot of you've been in there and seen the incredible work that they've done. So a shout out and a hands for the building team. Really appreciate you. And of course, that's George Rhodes, Mark Scott, at Butch Maelstrom, and in the merry band of fellows who come in here and knock things down and build things up. So praise the Lord. Thank you so much. In any event, we're going to close out in prayer, and then feel free to go to the back, and we can have fellowship together and celebrate our 20th anniversary together with food. Let's do that. Father God, in the great name of Jesus Christ, we honor you, we bless you, and we thank you, Lord, for 20 years. These are 20 years that you have given us. These are 20 years, Lord, that come by grace through faith, and we honor your great name. We look forward to more, Lord, more of everything, more kingdom advancement in every area. We pray that we would be able to receive what you're giving and to be obedient to you with what you give us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless us with the spirit of wisdom and obedience and help us to do what you say and be fruitful in all the ways you want us to. In the great name of Jesus Christ, amen.